Those who go to see the Passion of the Christ will be hearing two languages that haven't been used in common speech for centuries. Latin is one, the other is far less familiar. It's called Aramaic.
Yehuda. Labaranash. Pinashak.
Mel Gibson says he chose to make the movie in these ancient languages to bring the audience closer to the world that Jesus lived in, even though historians say Greek was more likely to be spoken there than Latin. To learn more about the language of Aramaic, NPR's Renee Montaigne turned to a scholar of early Christian studies.
Joseph Amar is a professor of Semitic languages at the University of Notre Dame. Let us start with a simple definition. What is Aramaic?
Well, Aramaic is a Semitic language that was spoken over an enormous area of Western Asia, including the Middle East and the Near East and even North Africa. Of course, it became a language of the Jewish people at an early date, but it isn't in any way secondary to Hebrew in its importance.
Would Jesus have spoken Aramaic?
Certainly. Certainly. He would have spoken the local dialect. Most scholars refer to it as Palestinian Jewish Aramaic, which identifies the form of the language that was common in that region.
And that would have been common across status, wealth, ethnicity? It was a common language. It wouldn't have been the language of, say, a carpenter, for instance, only, or a working-class person?
No, it would have been spoken commonly throughout the area where Jews lived in Palestine. Neighboring populations would have had their own version of the language. For instance, Samaritans who lived nearby and who occasionally interacted with Jews, as the Gospels tell us, had their own version of Aramaic, as did people further afield in extreme western Syria. They had their own dialects of Aramaic. They were probably understandable to each other. With a little bit of, you know, coaxing, you could make someone understand what you were saying. But you definitely knew where a person came from by the accent.
Could you say a few words of Aramaic for us to give us a feel for it?
Well, I can give you Aramaic from the second century that was spoken by Christians. It's called Syriac. And I can, if you'd like, recite the opening lines of the Lord's Prayer in that language. Abun debashmaya netkadash shmach. Tite malkutach, nehwe sevyonach, aikana debashmaya af bar'a. So that's the opening lines of the Our Father in a dialect that becomes very widespread beginning at about the end of the first century.
Why did Aramaic die out? How did that happen?
Well, the primary event was the coming of the Muslim Arabs in the 7th century. Although, or maybe because, Arabic is closely related to late forms of Aramaic, Arabic was able to displace Aramaic to become the everyday working language of people in the region. Aramaic hasn't completely died out, but it continues to survive, I suppose, by a shoestring. It's become a liturgical language for Christians. And it's used to some degree in certain parts of the Jewish liturgy also.
How would one say farewell in Aramaic?
Shalom.
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 Joseph Amar is professor of Semitic languages and early Christian studies at Notre Dame. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
The history of Aramaic is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.